That's right. We're here on Express Yourself. Make it happen on Friday afternoon. Hello out there, all Katie and K listeners. Welcome to Express Yourself here on Katie and K. We air every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Brought to you by the Carbondale Creative District, preserving the creative ethos of Carbondale through advocacy, support, and action. I'm your host today, Brian Colley, back in the saddle, missing my co-host, Ms. Moon, who will be back next week visiting family. Here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians and beyond. Here's what's coming up on today's show. A little later, be sure to stick around for a visit with Carbondale's favorite plant store owner, Leslie Bittner of Botany Houseplant Shop, located over by Dos Gringos. She's got all kinds of fun things planned for 2025, so tune in for that in a little bit. Towards the end of the show today, we'll talk with artist Raina Katzenberger, who is at the Art Basin Basalt with her fourth kind of annual installment, you could say, of an interactive gallery experience, plus some updates with Aaron Morrison over there about their upcoming programming this winter. And first, hopefully, if my guest arrives, we'll dive in and fly through the air with the Soper Soarers and Mount Cirque Entertainment. They have some performances tonight and tomorrow night at Thunder River Theater, so tune in for that later. All that and more coming up soon, so don't touch that dial. Be right back. While we wait for our special guests here on Express Yourself, I'm going to list out some upcoming and cool creative happenings in and around the Roaring Fork Valley this weekend. Starting tonight, actually, my guest Annabelle Stableford will be here hopefully soon to talk about the 10th annual gala for Mount Cirque Entertainment, which is actually tonight and tomorrow night at Thunder River Theater, starting at 6:30, I think, with doors at 6. All kinds of amazing acrobatic feats and many performers. I know they've been hard at work all week long over at Thunder River Theater in Carbondale. So don't miss that very special, entertaining evening over there. And hopefully we'll hear more from Annabelle if she can make it over here in time. Also tonight at Steve's Guitars, don't miss Angel Corsi and Ingrid Avison, who will perform at 8 p.m. Tickets at stevesguitars.net. And Takah Gets Funky, that's tonight with the Motet at 8 p.m. You can get tickets at takaw.org. Let's see, tomorrow, Saturday, January 11th, Aspen Chapel Gallery shows art from five local high schools through February 8th with an opening reception Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. They're saying rather than purchase, patrons can adopt an art piece, interesting, for $25, and then 75% of the proceeds benefit local high school art departments. That's interesting. That's cool. Support the high schools. And you can view the show online at aspenchapelgallery.org. And let's see, moving on to Sunday. Sunday, January 12th, sound frequency. Katie Smith shares her ability to transmit high frequency energy through codes, art, movement, and sound in room 31 of 3rd Street Center at 10 a.m. That's on Sunday. One thing I wanted to mention on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 14th, the Roaring Fork Drawing Club is back in action. We're actually heading to Basalt, to the art base. I'll be talking with actually Raina Katzenberger in a little bit, and Drawing Club will be hanging out there on Tuesday, starting around 6:30. If you haven't heard of Drawing Club yet, it is a weekly, very social, informal group. Anyone's welcome to join. Bring a sketchbook, bring a coloring book, bring a activity, or just hang out with us. And you can find us on Instagram, RF Drawing Club, or we have a mailing list as well. So come find us. And we'll put on some more music here and see if Annabelle can make it over. Thanks for tuning in to Katie and Kay.
Taking any chances, but meet them halfway with love, peace, and persuasion, and expect them to rise for the occasion. And it gratifies when you see it materialize right in front of your eyes. That's a surprise.
country, 40 miles or more. I'm going to the country where the cold steed and snow. I'm going up the country where the cold steed and snow. I'm telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Shoulders tied. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on the side. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Shoot you, lie to cut and stop you too. No telling what she might do. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make me a pallet close behind the door. Make it where your good man will never go. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor.
So far to go, so I'll take what I can. soul. And if I see a sign in the sky tonight, no one's gonna tell me it's a trick of the light. May never come, but I'm willing to wait. What can I say? I'm a man of the faith. And there's an ocean in my body, and there's a river in my soul. And I'm crying. And we are the door.
If you're just tuning in, you're here on KDNK's Express Yourself show here on Friday afternoon. And I've got a special guest in the studio. Hi, Brinley.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time out of your probably rehearsal practice tonight to come on KDNK and just tell us a little bit about the, is it a 10-year gala tonight?
Yes. It's our 10 years. Gala for Sober Sores, which is being performed by Mount Circ. And
I know a little bit about Sober Sores because I work over at the Launchpad building and I see the classes with Stacey Everson and Carrie Vickers all the time. And I know you've been there a lot with different classes. And are you teaching as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old are you right now?
I'm 16.
Wow. That's incredible. And you're teaching already. That's so cool.
Yes.
But there's kind of a wide range of students that you all have, right?
Yeah, we do anywhere, I think, from 4 or 5 year olds to like adults.
Yeah, 4 or 5 year olds, getting them in there early. I tried to do aerial silks once. If people aren't familiar with that, that's like the silk fabric. Is that right? That hangs from the ceiling?
Yes.
And you can climb it and wrap yourself up and then kind of entangle yourself. And it's amazing to watch. But it's hard and to get kids started at a young age is impressive. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, it's super fun, and I love working with like all the little kids and teaching them my passion.
Yeah. And what's in store for, I think, the performances tonight and tomorrow night at Thunder River Theater?
Yes.
What's that going to be like?
We're doing like a bunch of different acts on different apparatuses. We have a bunch of new apparatus than we normally perform on.
What's an apparatus?
An apparatus is like kind of...
Is it those metal bars and like metal like cubes that I've seen or triangles?
Yes.
I don't know how to describe it.
It's different materials that we perform on. Yeah.
So that's going to be set up all around kind of where the stage is usually...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have one hang point and
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know how many performers about? Is it mostly adult performers or all ages?
It's pretty much all adults.
Okay.
I'm the youngest, I think.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How many pieces are you performing in, would you say?
Maybe 10.
Whoa. Wow.
Somewhere around there.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You'd be worn out by the end of the night.
Yes.
let's see. I know that you can get tickets at the door, I imagine.
Yes.
And
they're selling it pretty quickly.
They are? Okay.
Yes.
And it starts at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night. Is that right?
I think it's 6. I'm not.
I think it's doors at 6 and then the show starts at 6:30.
That sounds correct.
And I know they're doing like a special mocktail thing, but there's also tables you can reserve if you want to have like up close and personal seating. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
With like charcuterie boards and fancy stuff.
Well,
it's amazing that Sober Sores is turning 10. And I know Sober Sores is technically the organization for the younger kids. And then there's another organization that's connected with Sober Sores called
Mount Circ.
Mount Circ Entertainment. And so are you kind of in between those right now? Or are you kind of graduating into the adult version now?
I think I'm kind of graduating into the adult, but I do both.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really fascinating to watch the different generations kind of move forward, and there's all ages. Yeah, it's so cool to watch and very humbling if you've ever tried it. yeah, the core muscles you have to have. Do you know, I guess it's probably better just to go in person to the Thunder River Theater and get tickets instead of going online, but maybe you can go to like SoperSores.com.
You can go to SoperSores.com and get tickets there.
Okay,
but
cool.
Since it is tonight, I think that
maybe in person.
Maybe in person might be better.
Yeah, they can squeeze you in the door. Well, perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in last second, Brinley,
and
letting people know about this really fun event tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun and exciting.
I know. Well, thank you again, and good luck. Do you always say break a leg? Is that or that the theater?
Guess it
just
works
just
for both.
Good luck. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brinley.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. For the answer, are we human or are we dancer?
Thanks for keeping it tuned here to Katie and Kay on Express Yourself. We have another special guest, believe it or not, here in the studio, Katie and Kay. Hello, Leslie. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Brian.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, thanks for making it over here on a freezing cold Friday.
Yeah,
the sun's out, at least.
The sun's out, yeah. I came without my coat on.
Really?
I did.
Did you walk all the way over here?
I did not.
Okay. Every time I think I'm going outside without a coat, I am immediately reminded that it's cold.
Yes.
Leslie Bittner, that's how you say your name.
It sure is.
You're the owner of Botany Houseplant Shop here in Carbondale, which is located next to Dos Gringos over on Highway 133. Awesome plant shop over there. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I have spent mucho dinero at the plant shop just because.
Yeah, you really built up your collection a little while back. I remember you saying you only had one or two, and then recall a comic not too long ago where it looked like there was possibly
more than
one or two.
I had a painting in the Valley Visual Art Show a year ago of my little like studio apartment and just me sitting in the middle of plant jungle world.
Nice.
Thanks to you.
Cool.
I wanted to ask you a few questions, like background stuff about Botany, but how long ago did you open that shop? Has it been like two years?
It's been over 2 years. Yeah. It was August 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies by.
It sure does. Sure does.
How did you decide that it was time for this to happen? Like, I don't know, for you or for Carbondale, just to have this plant store, and how did you go about kind of bringing that to life and to fruition? I'm sure it wasn't overnight
thing. No, it definitely wasn't overnight. You know, I moved to Carbondale 8 years ago, and I pretty much knew then that it was something that I wanted to do. But we really wanted to get to know the town and really figure out if there was like a need.
Yeah.
And, you know, got sucked into work and all of that. So it took a while. It took basically about 6.5 years after moving out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just all sorts of timing was right. I have a really long history in plants. I wouldn't necessarily say horticulture because I'm not like schooled. Mm-hmm. But I've been working with plants since for about 20 years.
Wow.
And then I also have a really big retail background. So mm-hmm. like I love the interior design aspect of retail. So in a way it's bringing like plants and interior design. It's like designing with plants.
Yeah. No, you've got it down. It's a beautiful space. And yeah. how did you get into the plant interests in your life like 20 years ago-ish?
Yeah. Well, I moved to the Pacific Northwest in my early 20s and it just...
Yeah.
I mean, it blew my mind. I was like, what? So much green.
It is very green.
It's
there.
Such a cool climate there. You know, there's something happening 12 months out of the year, but you still get to have the four seasons, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like California or Florida where mm-hmm. it's you yeah. don't have that. And so pretty quickly after moving there, I just found my way more and more into plants. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, plants are awesome if you know anything about being with plants. They do have a certain sort of, I don't know, emotional, mental sort of ability to bring you into balance or some kind of, I don't know what the technical research is on there, but.
Yeah. I mean, yes, in our technicalities of the 21st century. Yeah. I mean, it's mood enhancing. It, you know, could help ease depression. It can, you know, anxiety, all of that. But definitely, I mean, at least once a day, somebody walks in and just kind of says, wow, my day just got so much better.
Wow.
And I mean, that's like the best thing to me. You don't even need to buy anything. Like, I just want people to have this like sensory experience.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love plants is because it is like, it's what I love doing. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be digging in the dirt and pruning and, you know, and looking closely at things. And so when somebody, you know, expresses that clearly they've like had some sort of sensation just by walking into the shop, like that's good enough for me.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. And that's like perfect to kick off kind of the new year here too. Cause I think after the holidays can be a lot and just, you need to balance out. And so now everyone's going to be coming over to the Botany Houseplant Shop to kind of even things out and feel that, plant life. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. And for those who may have not come into your shop yet, can you just kind of paint a quick picture of the space? I mean, you said you are into interior design. What can they kind of expect when they walk in besides just plants?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
So we've got, you know, just as many plants. We have just as much pottery because, of course, you need beautiful pottery to put your plant into.
Yeah.
And then we carry soil and just all of the other like care necessities and tools and supplies to keep your plants happy and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We also are kind of diving a little bit into just like some light homewares and giftable things. We've got these really gorgeous blankets and, you know, nice soy candles and that sort of thing. And then we also offer a lot of services, which to be honest, I did not realize I was going to be, that it was going to be such a big part of the business. But pretty much from the first day that I was open, somebody came in and said, hey, will you repot my plant for me? And I was like, yeah, of course I will. And I mean, it's like we repot plants all day long. So if you buy a plant and a pot from us, we'll repot it for you right then and there. Generally speaking, unless it's a really big one. But people bring us their plants from home to repot all the time. And And we also go to people's homes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the event that, like, you know, it's not really realistic because the plant is too big or, you can't transport it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So we'll come to you to repot as well. And then kind of something that we've really been getting more into is doing like houseplant design consultations. So, you know, if you're like, I really want to add more plants to my house or my office space, but don't know where to start, we'll come over and, you know, do like a site visit with you and make some recommendations where spatially it would work. But also the important thing, of course, with plants is the lighting.
Right.
And then we'll give you recommendations for plants that would work well spatially and for lighting.
So you're looking at like which windows they have facing which direction, kind of thing, and
totally,
and how much like light access you might have.
Totally. And if you want something like tall and narrow or like really wide and full, or something hanging.
So many things that you don't think about when you're just like, I want a plant,
right?
But it's gotta thrive.
Break it down. We got to break it down into, exactly. Yeah. How is that going to be a happy plant for you
happy
so that
plant.
It can satisfy you instead of drive you crazy?
Well, that's awesome.
Totally.
And you do events. I saw on your website, you're kind of able to host little parties and things like that. I mean, it's a cool spot.
Yeah, totally. We have lots of private groups that like to do like workshops together. So sometimes it's an office party, or it might be like a family or a birthday party, and they'll come in and do like a terrarium workshop,
right?
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I do want to dive into the workshops that you have, but I did have one question because you obviously love all things plants.
Yes,
that's why we're here. But I understand that it does take more than that love to run a small business, especially like here in Carbondale in the Valley. And I was just curious, as a small business owner, how has it been going these past couple years growing the business? Because it's like the left brain and the right brain firing at once to kind of like make it happen. And I mean, probably that shopping center that you're in with Dos Gringos, and there's a few other folks in there. There's a lot of activity in that shopping center, I would say. So hopefully it's been okay.
It has been okay.
For you to kind of exist.
It's not as, you know, visually charming as, say, Main Street Carbondale is, but we've got a ton of parking, which I definitely not know in the beginning, again, was such an essential thing, but that's a big parking lot. And I mean, there's a lot of great businesses in there, like Aloha is in there, and Lulu's Thrift, and of course, Dos Gringos, and
And Jalisco's Grill is over there.
Yeah,
in the
Jalisco's just opened up pretty recent, and then you know other things in between. So it's a really nice little group of businesses, and you know, it's just learning every day. And of course, there's some things that I don't enjoy doing as much as others, but it's been good. I mean, the business has been growing for 2.5 years. So
well, I saw you got a new website with a local graphic designer.
Yep. Anusha Giandani.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that was really exciting. And so that, you know, resulted in like a new sign out front.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Just like a whole rebranding concept. So again, just, growing and maturing and changing
just
and
like
evolving.
A plant.
And,
whoa. Just thought of that. And keeping it fresh, so when people want to come back in and just find another plant, maybe like I have over the years, there's just always something new to look at and enjoy. And you've done an amazing job,
as far as
I can tell, as not being a small business owner like you. It's got to be a challenge.
It's a challenge, but it's fun.
And I love that you've been partnering with local creatives to offer a variety of unique products and experiences like these workshops. I wonder if you can kind of dive into a few of those that you have coming up.
Yes. So we took a break on our workshops during the summertime. But, you know, winter, it's like it gets darker earlier and it's colder and all that. So it's kind of a fun time of year to have later in the late afternoon, early evening activities to do that are inside. So next week is our first workshop. We're starting off the season with just like houseplants 101. So,
oh, cool.
You know, the essentials to keeping your houseplants happy and healthy. So again, it can be a rewarding experience instead of a frustrating experience.
Right. I feel like that does happen to a lot of like first-time plant owners.
Right.
When you are so excited and then you don't know exactly what you need to provide your plant. And
yeah. So again, we're going to break it down kind of like light, water, soil. You know, it's not all about like that plant that looks really cool.
I know, that's hard.
Yeah. Sometimes the really cool ones are like really finicky. And so again, that can be frustrating. But anyways, so it'll be an informational class, but then there is also an activity where you can bring in a plant or plants from home and we'll give you like hands-on instruction on repotting. Oh, so
very cool. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
And then we'll have workshops all winter long. Right now we've got January and February posted on our website, which again, with our new website, it's so much easier to sign up for them. There's literally like a button that you can click on and it's like, you'll see them months out in advance. So, so you can sign up for them early.
Yeah.
And yeah, we do have a few hosted workshops. Right now we have like a fabric dyeing one.
Is that the Katie Brown?
Katie Brown.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, she's been teaching her fabric dyeing workshops pretty much from like the beginnings of botany. So
yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I've only seen the pictures. I haven't actually taken the class, but I've seen her product at the end, and it's hard to believe that's all like natural materials that she's using.
It looks... Yeah, dyes extracted from, you know, flowers and leaves and stems, and yeah, it's really neat.
So you must have, and I've been to your shop, but I'm just prompting you here, you must have like a space to host this kind of thing, to have you know, enough people around a table, or you have the materials handy to do all this stuff.
Yes, we do have a workshop space, which is also where we're, you know, repotting plants for people all day long. But it's great because you can kind of be flinging dirt around and it's okay to be messy in there. And
nice.
And so we kind of gather around there and set up extra tables if we have more than can fit. And it's a really nice time.
Very cool. Yeah. And I know you have a few other workshops, but I guess what's your website then for people to learn more about what you do?
The website is botanyhouseplantshop.com.
Easy to remember.
Yes, the whole store name.
No one else had that name out there in the world. Botany Houseplant.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Totally. And then, of course, on Instagram.
Oh, perfect.
So,
anything else exciting coming up this year that you're looking forward to? 2025 plant activities or other? Do you have a favorite plant?
Oh,
it's like picking your favorite child or something.
Totally. It changes.
Yeah.
It changes. But right now I really love this plant that it's actually great because it's a really good low light plant, like super low light.
Whoa.
And it's a tree. So it's like a large plant for your dark corners. And it's called Natal Mahogany.
Mahogany? Whoa.
Yeah. Natal Mahogany. And it's we've been getting them in tree form where like there's three trunks that are braided together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It looks pretty cool. So it's not like the braid is the most, you know, it didn't happen yesterday. Plants have been braided for a long time, but this is a particularly handsome plant.
Well, and especially for this time of year to have a dark, friendly plant.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Totally.
Even in Colorado where we still get to the sun most of the time. That's handy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just got like the most insanely huge plant order, and we actually just got three plant orders in within 2 days, so we are like busting at the seams with plants. And we also got two pottery orders in.
So a good time to come check you out.
It's a great time.
Fresh things. Okay, say your website one more time.
And I can let you go. botanyhouseplantshop.com.
awesome.
Yeah,
thank you, Leslie. Thanks for taking time to come on Express Yourself and chat about plants.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Leslie. Happy 2025.
Cool. You too.
right, and we're back here on Katie and K's Express Yourself. Happy Friday. I have some special guests on the phone. Let's see if that worked. Are you there, Aaron and Raina?
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, it worked out. Look at that.
All right.
Thanks for joining me here via phone for some live radio interviewing from the Art Base in Basalt.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. I wanted to start off with Raina, if that's okay. Raina Katzenberger, many people might know you already from your work through the Project Shop, with which you've run for, is it maybe 10 years now or more?
Yeah, I've lost track of count.
That's good. Time's flying for you. That's good. And that's located in Carbondale over at SAW, Studio for Arts and Works. And I think you're also now a nonprofit. Is that right?
Yeah, we're heading into our second year of nonprofit status.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's lovely because it also speaks a lot to this installation of how I want to spend my time.
That's so cool, Raina. I wanted to talk, though, about what you've got going on this month in January at the Art Base there in Basalt. You've got an interactive and engaging experience you're calling If Only This Moment. And I think it's maybe your fourth year with a similar offering in the gallery there. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Each installment has been really unique and really trying to set up the space without an agenda or a plan and see who comes in the door and what conversations ensue, and then to try and kind of follow that thread and activate the space in a unique way to make it feel comfortable and open to everyone.
Yeah. Can you kind of talk us through maybe what to expect when someone comes to visit the space? I know it's a very open format, like you just said, which can be at the same time, like, you know, very liberating and open, but can also feel kind of intimidating because, I mean, you do such a great job anyway of making people feel comfortable and at home in the space. But sometimes not having that agenda or specific project or goal in mind can make people feel like a deer in the headlights or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a real feeling, and I have that feeling some days too, because I don't know what's going to happen, and I can think that can lead to vulnerability. And what you see when you walk in this time is a bunch of different kind of stations and activations that aren't just two-dimensional mark making. So exploring with sculpture, we've got a digital projector. Today, a friend came in and we were playing with some wonderful papers that Aaron Morrison, who works at the Art Base, had donated that were marbled. And so we followed a little thread down to what if we hand marbled some papers and did that today unexpectedly.
Huh.
So, yeah, I think it being really unscripted means there is a lot of possibility. And I understand the intimidation, but I really do want to invite everyone to come and just look around and see if anything catches your eye. And if you do, you know, listen for a little response and something occurs to you, then I'm here to play and everyone is welcome.
Yeah, I love that. Just following the thread and the vulnerability part. That's really, I think, valuable these days, especially. What is it about this process that draws you in personally? I think you've already kind of touched on it, but especially doing this each January now for 4 years in a row, what is inspiring you this time around and holding your attention in the gallery space there?
Yes, this time it's actually quite poignant because the sponsor for the exhibition is anonymous, but they have sponsored in honor of the legacy of mothers and daughters. And
oh, wow.
That is a really like beautiful sentiment. Regardless, but I don't know. I'm sure many people don't know that the Art Base was founded by my mother almost 30 years ago when I was 16. And so as a young person, it was really exceptional to have access to such a vibrant community space and kind of amazing programming that really celebrated equal access to art for all ages and abilities. And so coming back into this space and really focusing on art as process and celebrating that accessibility and the original mission of the Art Center, which everyone is really carrying forward through to this day, is really present each day, that kind of thread again. But yeah, I think coming into this space each day, that's my focus, is to honor that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very good personal reason. And your mother, Deb Jones, is an incredible artist as well. And the legacy that she's got for, instilled in the art base today is going to last a long, long time. It's incredible thing that she created there.
Yeah. And she's been popping in almost every day.
Oh,
and
nice.
Leaving little offerings and just sitting and chatting and,
oh, cool.
Continuing to make beautiful artwork. And so it's lovely to have those connections and to have the accessibility just for conversation. I mean, people are coming in off the street that don't even know what the space is,
mm-hmm.
and are getting to know it with fresh eyes. And so, yeah, I think that legacy piece is pretty poignant.
Mm-hmm. Are you noticing any differences between those 4 years and how you're approaching this experience for 2025, or maybe in how the public might interact with you in the space compared to 4 years ago, or any other poignant revelations or eureka moments? I mean, you're only, 10 days into it, so you still have some time for that.
Yeah, I still have some time. I really already lost track of time. Like, I don't even know what day it is. But, I would say this time the focus really trying to look at, like, last year was about what it takes for a community art center to thrive. And that was people showing up, and people showed up. And so this year, digging a little deeper and maybe a little wider of really believing that, I think for me, especially with the work at the project shop too, is that creativity is kind of a collective force for a better future, and wanting to hopefully see if that's true. If we can connect across ideas and politics and age and nationality and language and connect through creativity and see if that can be that potential, how do we hold this moment and how do we choose to spend our time?
Yeah, that's beautiful, especially in 2025 with the seemingly blank canvas in front of us.
Big time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Raina, for that. And do you have any other special events as part of this program in the gallery or specific projects planned for the last half of the show or so?
We've got
a couple, few more weeks.
Well, it's been awesome working with everyone here at the Art Base, and they've done a great job bringing in the classes that they have that they offer to adults and children, and then also working with local schools and camps to bring kids in. I think the drawing club, the notorious Roaring Fork Drawing Club.
Oh, yeah, we're notorious. That's right.
Yeah. I think more things will continue to happen. It tends to get a lot busier in the last couple of weeks, and it's already been off to an amazing start. So
that's great.
I can't quite imagine, but I'm excited. And Aaron's going to talk a bit more, but we have the closing party is on January 31st, and that's always a really poignant and lovely kind of culmination and celebration of the time, mm-hmm. since we don't have an opening and it is so uncharted that I think all coming together at the end to just enjoy it is, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Aaron, what things do you have in store? And you're officially, what's your official title at the Art Base?
I'm the gallery and shop manager.
Yes.
And I started here as an installer. So it's kind of funny to I've been here for a year and a half now. I'm still relatively new. To the region, and it's really wonderful to watch Raina interact and introduce me to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a great facilitator and also connector. So that's been really awesome. It's funny, I remember last year I was laying down the Ramboard flooring for Art and Process, and I was like, what the heck's going to go on in here, you know? and then the next thing I knew, people were, like, drawing on the floor, and, yeah. like, it was amazing. So, you know, I had a fun time trying to explain that to our installer this year. And, yeah, it's just really great. I think I'm looking forward to the closing reception, the closing party on the 31st. I didn't really get to do that last year, and it really kind of opens the space up community to see what the response has been to the activity in the space. I, you know, as a maker myself, I'm just so used to, like, finished product.
Right,
and every right. time I work on something and I say it's done, Raina kind of corrects me. And I'm like, right. all right, I'm going to leave it for someone else to finish. So it's super fun to be a part of, like, active collaboration. And yeah, I think it's going to be a fun closing party. So we have some other things lined up. Our recent exhibition, Home Unhogar, just closed today. But our Laura Thorne, Missy Thorne Sculpture Mentorship, it's a new mentorship program that we started this year in honor of the legacy of Missy Thorne. And the program... the woman who led the mentorship this year is Andrea Wendell, amazing artist. And there are going to be 6 students for that exhibition, and that reception is going to be Sunday the 19th from 3 to 5. So we're looking cool. forward to that as well. And then one other show, Tony Ortega, who's a Denver-based artist.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Yeah, nice. Really great guy. You know him. Yeah. Awesome. Super talented printmaker, kind of working between, you know, monotype and etching and hand-painted etchings. And he does really beautiful work. Mm-hmm. So he's really speaking as a Chicano artist who is kind of bridging two worlds with images from popular culture. And that opening is going to be Friday the 14th. February 14th from 5
okay.
to 7. So.
Great.
Yeah.
And I also heard you have proposals open right now for your gallery in 2026. Is that right?
We sure do. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. 2026 is the 30th anniversary of the founding of the art.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Big year.
So we really wanted to honor the history of the art base as a community art center by also just making the 2026 call open to artists within a 75-mile radius of our location. So it's going to be a tighter call this year. We're not going to have artists, you know, from the Front Range showing in 2026. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the applications that come in. We've got a great exhibitions committee. Our group of jurors that are going to be looking and reviewing.
Nice.
But our deadline's going to be, it's extended to January 31st, so people still have time to submit applications.
Great.
They can bring it to the party.
That's right.
Bring it to the party.
Please don't.
Well, awesome.
And yeah, and I wanted to also share that from the program's side, there are new classes for adults and children that have been posted on our website.
Oh,
so
cool.
If anybody's interested in classes for the spring,
yeah.
check that out.
What's your website? I have like 20 seconds and then I have to turn it over to NPR.
All right. www.theartbase.org.
Theartbase.org. Thank you too so, so much for joining, and check out the Art Base for all the good things this month.
Yeah, come Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 5. I'm here.
Perfect. Thank you, Raina. Thank you, Aaron. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. All right.
Take care.
New Year.
You too. Bye.
Bye.